community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Phoenix FM. We are here at Latitude Festival, and joining me now is Marika Hackman. Good afternoon, Marika.
Good afternoon.
Now, you were playing on the iArena earlier on, so we'll get to that in just a moment. But first things first, for people who maybe aren't so familiar with you and your music, where originally do you come from?
I suppose my kind of bloodline is that I'm part Finnish. From my dad, and part Finnish, part Scottish, part English, but I grew up in Hampshire, and now I live in London, spent a bit of time in Brighton, so I've kind of been moving around. I think it's all had a bit of an influence on my writing, lots of nature and things thrown in there.
Interesting, nature as an influence. Yeah. Who else would you describe as being influences of yours?
Well, it's funny, it's always a very hard question, that one. I find that, like, I listened to a lot of stuff growing up, like Steely Dan and like Stevie Wonder and stuff like that, which I don't think you would hear, or like Led Zeppelin, but latterly, kind of sonically, I would go with more like War Paint, kind of grungier sort of stuff, or the Shins were big influences on me, and then you've obviously got like Joni Mitchell and Simon and Garfunkel, which you can hear probably more in my music.
Excellent. Now, you recently put out your first album, but you put out, was it three EPs before that?
Yeah, I think it was three. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it was three EPs. I forget the number. Yeah, I think EPs are a really good way for artists to sort of get comfortable with what they're doing and really understand what it is that they want to put out there in the end. Because a debut has a lot of pressure attached to it. You know, people remember that for the rest of your career. So yeah, I kind of experimented a lot over the three EPs. They all sound very different. And I think when it came to making the final record, I kind of put it all in this big melting pot and just picked out all the bits that I thought worked the best, really.
Yes, and and the album is called We Slept at Last. Is that already available?
Yeah, the album itself. Yeah, it came out in February, and you can get it on all the stuff that you can get it on, you know, iTunes and that stuff, Amazon, record stores for vinyl and things.
I love that. You can get it all the places where you can get
where
it.
Where you can get that stuff, you know, music.
Excellent. So, and it's interesting that you're saying you kind of approached it in a sort of different way, because would you say you were taking like bits from all the different things that you tried with the EPs?
Yeah, just sort of sonically what I thought had worked well, little production techniques. I think writing wise it was different, and my writing has just been evolving and progressing as I've moved along, but I can always look back at different production techniques that I think work particularly well and what works well with a certain type of song, and then bring that all together on a final record.
When it comes to bringing your music to the masses, have you had the chance to play a lot of gigs recently? Have you played many festivals before now, this one?
Yeah, I played a lot of festivals last year. This year's been a bit more quiet. I had quite a long run of touring at the beginning of the year. I did about 3 weeks in UK and then 2 weeks around Europe. So it's been playing a lot of shows, and a lot of shows at the end of last year. I think I had a 9 week long stint of touring. I played with Alt J for their tour, and I'm heading off to America in a week as well, which will be really cool. So sort of just touring at the moment.
Sounds like it. Did you work with some of Alt J previously on music as well?
I sang on their second record. I sang on one of the tracks for them, which is a kind of, it was me, Leanne Lahavis, and a couple of other guys, and they'd like cut all our voices together, which was really cool and a huge honour to be like featuring on their album. And then Charlie Andrew, who's my producer, he produces their stuff as well, so we kind of share that.
Excellent. Now, we saw you playing the iArena today. How do you think that went?
It was a funny one. It's festivals are very kind of slapdash, and you have to run in and run out, and you don't get a sound check, and I hadn't had a rehearsal this year. I hadn't played with my band for about 4 months, so it was exciting, because it was like, oh, what's going to happen? A little bit nerve-wracking, which is actually kind of fun in a way. There were a few little mistakes, but that's just part of festivals and playing live and being a human being. So yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I was there watching it, and I can say it didn't show.
Okay, so. good. Maybe I shouldn't have said that then.
Would you? Have you got more festivals coming up over the summer?
Yeah, I've got Tram Lines in Sheffield next week, and then Secret Garden Party, and then I go to America for a couple of weeks, and I've got End of the Road, Electric Picnic, and I've got a festival in Copenhagen as well called Offspring Festival. So traveling about a bit, but when I'm at the moment, over the summer, like when I'm at home, I'm just writing. I just want to get the next record done as soon as possible, really.
Is that going to be the plan for the rest of the year after the festival season's done?
Yeah, just get it all written. I'm sort of halfway there, and then start thinking about booking in studio time and going with the next one. It's kind of fun. Start the whole process again.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you're looking forward to it, and I think I'd safely say that a lot of us are looking forward to it as well. So finally, where's the place that people can go to find out more about you?
Well, I've got a website, which is just marikahatman.com, and then I think the best bet, though, is actually probably just going on my SoundCloud page and listening to the music, because, I mean, stuff about my background doesn't really matter so much. I think it's probably more fun to just sit down and have a listening session.
That wise words I can heartily recommend. Right. Well, I hope rest of the gig dates and the writing and recording goes well for the rest of the year for you, Mira. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.